25 years ago tonight, if you're old enough, you remember where you were. Joe Carter, ninth inning, three-run home run, game six, and the Blue Jays won the World Series 4-2 over the Phillies, their second consecutive world championship and the most recent world championship for the franchise. And Joe's in town for an alumnus event and is good enough to take some time to join us here on Overdrive. Joe, what's up? How are you?
Scott, I'm doing pretty good. I apologize. I told Joe earlier I was downstairs, and all the guys are downstairs, and you lose track of time because we're all down there telling lies about one another, you know?
Being with your old teammates, which one is the one guy where you're like, I can't wait to see what this guy looks like right now?
You know what? I've seen a lot of the guys, but, you know, everybody looks great. Ricky Henderson, he can still play right now. You know,
just ask him.
Ricky can play right now, so he'll tell you that. But all the guys are looking great. It's good to come back and reminisce about the good old days and what happened 25 years ago. And we're looking forward to a great evening this evening. Looking for a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Joe, do you not think that's the best thing about winning a championship?
Yeah.
I mean, I played on a lot of teams. The guy to my left, we were hockey players, but we didn't win championships. I think the best thing about it is you get those opportunities to always get back together from winning. And it's like the best reward from winning championships is you get to see the guys again at all the galas, all the dinners. Because if you don't win, you're probably a lot of guys in your career you'll never see again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because you know you play the game to win the championships, and when you do that, you don't really have the time to really enjoy it while you're playing it, because when you know winning back-to-back championships was great, but then the next year you have a target on your back, so you're trying to forget about what happened in the past and now turn a page, we would say, and then get on with the next season because you're trying to do it again. But when you're retired and it's 25 years later, there is no trying to do it again because it's not going to happen again. So now you can sit back and really reflect upon it and go, you know what? We had a great team and we won a championship. Now you can get back there and you can talk about what you've been doing. You can tell all the lies and have all the fun, because the ultimate goal was to win a championship and to do it. Yeah, it makes it that much more special to come back and talk about 25 years later.
Joe, we were talking off air on a personal note for you. You crack the dinger that wins it. Did you ever get the ball? Like, did somebody ever give you the ball?
Oh, no. Well, you know, in my mind, I knew I was going to hit a home run. So I said, well, don't let me hit it too far so it goes into the stands. So I wanted to make sure I measured the back wall. It was 328. So it hit the back wall in the bullpen, and it came back to our bullpen catcher, John Sullivan. And so at the end of the game, he presented it to me. And I've had that ball for 25 years, and it's in a good spot right now. So, yep.
With Joe Carter, 25 years later after the home run, and it was 25 years ago tonight, Game 6 down at the Dome.
Now, Joe, you know Charlie Sheen offered me $1 million for that ball.
Really?
How long ago?
This was probably about 6 years ago.
He offered a lot of people $1 million.
Yeah, he did. For winning.
That was just one of the few things.
Well, the thing is, Charlie has a great collection at his house of autographed stuff. I mean, he's got some Babe Ruth stuff. I was one of the lucky ones to see his secret room, and was very impressed with all the memorabilia that he has. So he is quite, you know, he grew up in Dayton, and he was a big baseball fan. He knew more baseball than I ever knew. So, you know, I was very impressed with, you know, how articulate he was with baseball, because he knew everything.
Was there a number that could have swayed you to get rid of that ball?
No.
Really?
No.
Well, Joe, weren't you still with Cleveland when that first Major League movie came out?
Yes, I was, yes.
Was it an honor to have that team be Cleveland?
Well, the thing is, if you look at the movie, there's an article. There's a when it first comes on, there is a guy on the newspaper that they briefly shows of a guy breaking his bat, and it's like the bat flying in the air. That was me.
Wow!
So it was an actual picture of me in the Indians uniform on the front page of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. So No, we were excited because it was like you were emulated. We weren't a very good team back then, but we could score a lot of runs. But, you know, we were just happy. Said, oh, they made a movie about Cleveland. So we were excited about it.
With Joe Carter. Joe, like, take us back to that at bat, because, I mean, baseball's not a flow sport like hockey, and you know we talk a lot of hockey up here.
Really?
It's okay. Yeah, you'd be stunned. But it's pitcher versus hitter. So you got 50,000 people going nuts. You've got a huge at bat, Mitch Williams. Are you able to think things through up there? Yeah. Are you totally honed in? Do you understand what's going on around you, the noise and all that?
Well, the thing about me, throughout my whole career, I've always been a person who takes in the moment. I'm able to, you know, people would say, well, Joe, you play around too much, you smile too much, you're supposed to be serious in the batter's box. I know exactly what's going on all the way around me. I'll talk to the umpire. I'll look in the other dugout. I've even had at-bats where I'm talking to the other guys in the other dugout because I've had ex-teammates, and they know I do that. So I'm very much aware of what's going on. But when I'm in the batter's box and the pitch is going to be delivered, then I'm completely 100% focused. And so I knew, you know, what was going on, what was going to happen, and that bat, with everything going on around me, I knew how big a bat it was, but it was never too big a moment, because any athlete will tell you, you know, it was tougher for me to sit on the bench and watch the other guys hit. I was nervous as heck because I couldn't do anything about it. But once I got to that familiarity of being in the box and knowing what I was capable of doing, and that's where I was most secure when I had the bat in my hand, it was a relaxing moment for me. As big a stage as it was, to me, it was like, this is fun. This is why you play the game. You want to be in those situations. At least I wanted to be in those situations, and I've always kind of thrived in those situations because I relish the opportunity to be there. And whenever the game was on the line, it seems like, you know, when you're hitting third or fourth, you're always going to come up in the ninth inning with the game on the line. And so for me, that I knew exactly all the fans yelling and screaming, you know, what was going on in the dugouts, what was Mitch going to do. And my plan was, I'm going to take until I get a strike, because pitchers will always pitch to you a certain way so that they know. And Mitch, he knew that he wanted to throw me fastballs up and away. Well, if I'm thinking that too, then it's not going to be a strike. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to make him get behind. I'm not going to try to get myself out. And if I take until I get a strike, I know I'm going to see at least three or four or five pitches. And the first two pitches he threw me were up and away. And normally I may have swung at one of those, but because I had a game plan, you know, I was able to lay off those two pitches and then got into a good hitting count.
With Joe Carter, this is Overdrive at TSN 1050. So, Joe, you're jumping around the bases. The place is going nuts. You look back, I'm sure, how many times have you seen that highlight? Not just to the home run, but that epic jump. I think people, kids, have all imitated it. Do you remember what you were thinking in that moment? Was it just bedlam? Was it crazy? Or were people going through your mind, different experiences you'd had?
It's funny you say that, because I was just talking to someone today, and they showed me a clip and showed me just a still photo of halfway down there and the smile on my face. And I said that was the accumulation of a lot of hard work, a lot of people helping me, a lot of people who directed me, who got me to that point from Little League baseball on up to the major leagues, teachers, you know, everything that I had in my mind right then, everybody that was a part of me was right there in that moment with me, because I knew what was going on. And so, you know, you stay in that moment because it's a huge moment. So you know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly what happened. And I'm like, wow, you know, first of all, I thought about myself. I said, you know, let me make sure I touch all the bases. That was the first thing. And then after, because I was jumping up and down, and when I asked Tom Cheek, I said, how did you come up with that call? What were you thinking? And he said, I saw you jumping up and down, And I was like telling myself, Joe, be sure and touch all the bases. That's what Tom was thinking. And I said, you know what? I was thinking the exact same thing because I was jumping up and down. And if you look at the tape, I got to almost the first base and I stopped jumping. And I said, I said, make sure you touch all the bases. And after doing that, I'm going to second base, you know, doing, what do I do now? I mean, this is an iconic moment. I'm like, if I knew I'd do cartwheels, I would have did cartwheels. That's what I was thinking. And then I said, okay, when I touch home plate, just let your body go limp because everybody's going to pile up on you. And if you try to hold them all up, it's good. You're going to get hurt. And so as soon as I touch home plate, I just let my whole body go limp, and it was pandemonium from that moment on.
Well, Joe, it's one of the most iconic and biggest moments in World Series history in a sport that's well over 100 years old. Congratulations on the anniversary. Thanks for taking some time. Go have fun with your pals.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott.
You bet.
You guys be good.
Joe Carter, Toronto Blue Jays legend, 25 years ago tonight, he hit the home run.
His bar play would have been...
Oh, my God.